benefits balanced control and governance with agile flexibility and suitable for bigger organization, multi-project organizations, where transformation, agile transformations are being taken care of. Okay, agile projects can rely on empirical metrics instead of fixed milestones. Okay, what do you mean by empirical? Okay, the goals or as I explained to you, if you remember the website example, the scope keeps on changing. So your metrics tracking can go a little haywire. No scope change. The metrics accordingly has to be scheduled such a way that it gives a clear picture. Was there a scope change in a sprint, or was there the time which was affected or the cost which was affected, right? So focus is more on the clarity or visibility or trend which is happening, and there are different metrics which are there in Agile. So one is velocity. Velocity talks about amount of work which is completed in a sprint, which is measured in form of story points. What do you mean by story points? Let's say a story is written by the person who is working on the product. Let's say banking teller. Okay, who is working? So he will write a story as a banking teller. What task do I do? Now, developers will look at those tasks and identify how much effort will be needed to complete this task. So there are different estimation techniques which are available for the use case, and then team will agree, yeah, this much of story points are needed for developing this functionality. Okay, and how many story points did the team complete within one sprint is called velocity. Please remember velocity, calculated by summing up total estimates of completed backlog items. Right? Okay. Forecast uses for forecasting future performance, estimated sprint capacity, release planning, improved scheduling accuracy over a period of time. Okay. Okay. Next is burn down chart. Okay. Burn down chart, as the name suggests, burning down. So your total effort of story points is say 100. How much of the work has been completed or work is remaining versus time is the matrix which is created. So burn down tracks progress within the sprint, and release sprint burn down basically, and release burn down track is progress towards product release. And it is used to identify schedule slippage, if any, or any corrective actions which needs to be taken into account. Okay, so remember, burn down is remaining work versus time. Okay, so in the graph you have work and time plotted. Burn up chart, we talked about burn down is time and work. In here, work completed over time. Work completed over time. So here it was work remaining, and here it is work completed. Okay. So the advantage of this is you can distinguish between the progress and scope growth easily. It is used in environment with the evolving requirements. Like, research and development projects mainly, burn up chart is very useful. Now, wherein you can clearly identify was there any scope added? Was there any feature added? What was the story points, were added for that particular requirement? Okay. Right. It is very useful in case you have to do communication with the stakeholders to tell them why the project was delayed, or why the sprint was delayed, was there a scope added, work was affected, what it was, right? Okay. Cumulative flow diagram illustrates distribution of work item across the workflow stages over a period, mainly used to check bottlenecks in Kanban. If you remember, I explained to you Kanban. So assesses the workflow stability, evaluates scheduling efficiency. This is one of the metrics which is highly recommended, CFD, that is cumulative flow diagram. Lead time, I have already explained to you. Time for request initiation to completion. Okay. Next is cycle time, time taken to complete the work. Now in the diagram itself, you will be able to see work requested is where you order the car, and work completed is where you get your car. And then work started is where you, the company started creating the car, right? The order received. So total lead time and cycle time difference, I hope you have understood. This is very much important in Kanban because we are looking at work in progress. So how many orders received and how many orders completed? You know, it's a very good matrix for, you know, any organization dealing with, you know, consumer products. Very good matrix. Yeah. Agile earned schedule concept. So adaptive earned value management, EVM, is very famous. It integrates agile matrix and schedule performance indicator, supports hybrid project environments, provides structural performance tracking while retaining the agile flexibility. Okay, how it looks at agile scheduling tools, we have looked at Jira, Trello, ClickUp, Asana, Azure DevOps. These are many tools which are available in the market, which can be used to do the tracking and scheduling for Agile, mainly around Scrum. Okay. So hybrid scheduling approach combines traditional, predictive, as well as Agile. Both are combined together. Addressed the limitation of using either of the approaches. You know, many times when the clarity is not there, you can use waterfall, you know, because you fix in a small iteration, you know. When we are sure, you use waterfall, and when we are not sure, then use agile way of working. Relevant in software implementation projects at a greater extent. Okay, regulated industries undergoing digital transformations also is hybrid approaches very much useful. Okay, why hybrid? You know, as I said, clear documentation, strong governance, and a weakness is struggle with frequent changes or innovation heavy work. Okay, that's a problem with hybrid scheduling. Okay, agile scheduling strength is rapid and adaptive, so it is highly in favor of customer. You know, it is responsive to change, but the weakness is very low visibility in the project. You know, we are not sure what to do next. So clarity of thoughts or clarity of product direction is not there. Okay, so compliance or scaling issues also can happen. Hybrid, it applies traditional methods to stable the work, use agile to certain extent, but you know, many times, you know, team is confused what to use and what not to use, you know. So that confusion can be, you know, hampering for the projects. Okay, so we looked at agile way of working, you know, Scrum, fall, you know, waterfall, agile hybrid, so, or Scrum fall, or agile within phase gates, you know. So you have one milestone, with only for that you will use agile, otherwise whole project will be your the waterfall way of working. Many permutation combinations are possible, no, but it depends on the size, scale, and adaptability of the customers. Okay, scheduling and planning in hybrid projects, how it happens, you know, master schedule, iterative level schedule, or periodic integrations which aligns to agile way of working are created. Layered approach also is one of the best way to do this. Okay, advantages of hybrid scheduling is flexibility, very very important. It provides to a greater extent flexibility. Why agile is very famous, you know, because it provides a lot of flexibility to customers as well as the team. Governance alignment, you know, supports compliances and help to adapt as, you know, as the requirements evolve. And governance compliance also can be, you know, to an extent is possible. Complex projects, you know, in case, you know, where you are not sure what to do, then this multi large scale initiatives, you know, many times, you know, you never are sure, no, in case of large implementation, what hurdles we are going to face next. So in that case, you have to step back and step forward. So in which case, you know, this approach of hybrid scheduling can be very useful. Okay. Stakeholder confidence provides visibility while accommodating the changes. Okay. Challenges, coordination complexity. Okay. Because we are integrating two different diverse teams, waterfall way of working and agile way of working, there are clashes, integration is difficult. Okay. Skill demands. Project manager must adapt to both, you know, he should be comfortable. If project manager itself is confused, then we are bound for disasters. Okay. So you should be proficient. You should be knowing when to use agile and when not to use agile, when to use waterfall and when not to use waterfall. Okay. Consistent cultural frictions are bound to happen. Potential conflicts between, as I said, traditional governance team and agile teams. Consistency, balancing between these two methodologies, as I said, is not very easy. Okay. Hybrid projects require an integrated approach, discipline of traditional projects and flexibility of agile practices. Okay. Components vary in certainty, complexity and regularity needs. Okay. Scheduling must balance long-term planning with short-term adaptability. Okay. In hybrid projects, your scheduling must balance long-term planning and short-term adaptability. As I explained, you adapt according to the feedback loops which are created. Okay. Shifts focus from rigid plan adherence to continuous monitoring and adaptive decision making. Also, when you are doing this, your risk, progress and performance tracking also helps you, you know, to in a better way, because you are doing it in a short iterations. You're focusing only on certain items. So risk reduces and the progress tracking becomes much more easier. Multi-level scheduling structure, master schedule. We looked at that master schedule, if you remember. Built using Gantt chart and CPM. Milestone based mainly. Iteration level schedule is wherein, you know, you do it only for sprints and schedule or say iterations basically. Focus on only short term, not for long term. So focus delivery can happen. Commitment by the team only for 1 month. So it is very easy to manage the resources, but disadvantages, resources might feel, you know, my work is done in 1 month and move ahead. Okay, that also can happen. Okay. Integration points, regular synchronization of agile outcomes with master milestones has to be done, you know, and provides control and adaptive execution. So what does it mean is, let's say we have to achieve something. We have to deliver at least 50% of working website by end of 3 months. Okay, that's our milestone. Did we achieve that? Okay, the example we discussed, okay, right? So 50% of working site, is it there? If we deviate to creating a logo, the milestone is not achieved, okay? So that kind of tracking is also very important in case of hybrid projects. Tracking and control in hybrid scheduling uses combination of traditional tracking tools like a baseline, you know, milestones, earn value analysis, okay, as well as agile metrics like burn down chart, burn up chart, velocity. Okay, dual tracking methods allow project manager to monitor both the schedules very easily. Okay, because if you look at the tools which are used in agile and scrum, they are very visually impacting or visually very understanding, you know. It's basic nature of human being, you know, when you look at a picture, you grasp more than the words written, right? Continuous tracking mechanism, you know, daily stand-up meetings, sprint review, visual metrics, they help to track in a more better way. We looked at daily stand-up meeting. What is 15 minutes meeting to discuss what went well yesterday, what went bad, and how I can improve my work. Sprint reviews, so that this feedback can be fed into the next sprint, right? Okay. Role two of tools in hybrid scheduling tools. There are many tools, but we discussed that as well. You know, Microsoft Project, Primavera, they are mainly for traditional way of working. Jira, ClickUp, you know, Azure, DevOps, or Trello. They are more of agile way of working tools. they're, you know, more visible, more easily appealing for teams. Okay, capabilities, data synchronization, real-time tracking, performance reporting across project and components. Hybrid tracking supports transparent communication through high-level dashboard for executive, sprint and milestone for teams, risk dependency tracking for governance bodies, and ensures informed decision-making and corrective actions. Okay, this way governance and stakeholder reporting can happen, which helps take informed decisions. Please remember, at the end, it's more project management is more of taking informed decisions rather than just looking at the metrics. Okay, strengthening of tracking and control. So agile scheduling promotes transparency, inspection and adaption. Okay, so you be transparent, tell what is happening. You create boards visibly for the customers and stakeholders. Continuously measure and adapt according to it. Transparency, inspect and adapt. Flexible response mechanism. So adapting to the change. Okay, transparency, inspection and adaption. So continuous measurement is adapt, continuously checking what is happening in my project or work. Okay, enables manager to maintain effective control in dynamic environments, supports timely delivery and value improved projects outcome. Very, very important. Okay, getting project outcome or value to the customer is very important. So to summarize, agile and hybrid scheduling approaches provide flexible alternatives, but they should be used in comparison with that traditional way of working as per the need of the project. You do not use agile for simple project where you're clear what to do. When you're not sure about what needs to be delivered, or customer is not sure, there is a confusion, or it is a research or innovation kind of projects or engagements, then you go for agile or hybrid kind of a project. Okay, agile scheduling emphasizes on iterations. If you remember, each section in initiation, planning, execution. So you have a sprint. In sprint, you do all the activities again and again. And there are different sprints which are happening. So your work, 6 months work divided into one month each. And at the end of each time box or 1 month, you will showcase your work to the customer, right? Instead of at the end of 6 months. Okay, so feedback loops and value is created earlier in the project instead of at the end of the project. Okay, so frameworks such as Scrum, Kanban are very, very useful in this way of working, and it supports visual workflows. Master schedule and milestone schedule allows you to have a control over the schedule at different levels. Integration of traditional and agile methods in the form of a hybrid way of working allows organization to balance, you know, schedule control at different levels. Right. So that ends our session on the methods or scheduling methods or frameworks which can be adopted. Scrum or Kanban, agile way of working. Each one of them has its own advantages. I hope you have understood them and it will be useful for your future. Thank you very much and bye.